Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. We have a number of items before you today, starting with the Town of Georgetown agreement. You may know that we operate the business park and the coastal airport with under two agreements with the Town of Georgetown for wastewater services. They were initially created in 08. That's the one for the base agreement for the business park, and 010, which was an amendment for the then known King Farm Commonwealth piece, which now the county owns as the coastal business park. So both of these are somewhat convoluted. They had ceilings in it. We had actually exceeded our ceiling under the initial contract, the 08 contract. But we never made any purchases under the 10 contract for the additional ones. So we, Ms. Jennings and I, approached the town to restructure the agreements, make them simpler, allow for buy-in at no cost to the level we are today. So we created a new floor. And any additional capacity would be purchased just by changing having paid the impact fee, and that would increase the floor automatically by that quantity. So that would allow, for example, the Atlantis Corporation to come in under our old agreement without having to pay the impact fees, because they fall under that new floor. We also simplified some of the billing, which was desired by the town, which had to do with the fact that, as you can see, the bulk service billing will be at in-town rates for the business park side. The airport will be under individual ones, i.e. Arena would get a bill directly from the town under the out-of-town services side. The key thing in this new agreement is the surrender of capacity, because under our various arrangements with the entities, Georgetown being one of them, but also the other ones we have, and this particular one, Artesian Wastewater Resources. You know that the town of Georgetown is very hard-pressed for capacity, so they wanted to see that we would try to work something out where we could surrender capacity and we would essentially be paid through the reverse. As they issue new permits, we would be reimbursed the impact fees. Just essentially the reverse of the process if we had to buy new capacity. As we were anticipating this, we had a further idea, which you see that the one paragraph which was modified, because the town has on their last council meeting approved this, the underlying base agreement, the base concept. But if the town, which has an agreement with Artesian already, were to participate in our redirection, they could then use the same formula and would pay us credit back under the same arrangement, i.e. impact fees beyond our own capacity, up to 100% of our capacity. So that would sort of make it viable for a project for us to anticipate and free up some of the town capacity. So I think it works really well. Town manager just yesterday, indicated his concurrence with the amended phrase, and he will reintroduce that particular paragraph back at the town council for approval. So,
you have a motion?
I do have a suggested motion.
Well, you read your suggested motion. We'll see what the line thinks.
See if we like it.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, I'm sure we will.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council approve the agreement for wastewater services with the Town of Georgetown as presented, and present the alternate language for surrender of capacity under Article 7 to the Town Council for consideration.
Pleasure of Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
I will say yes.
Mr. Burton?
I will say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one is the Habitat for Humanity. Only recently did I learn that we actually, it's probably a year ago, that we leased some land for quite some time to Habitat for Storage at the Angola landfill. That lease expired. Habitat has no further need for that facility. You know, they have a very nice facility on Route 9, including storage. There is some legacy stuff left on the Angola site, very small items. And so we had asked them whether they had any need for the 30 by 60 storage building, which is in good condition, which is located on that site. They indicated they did not, so obviously they don't want to pay for something to be removed because the lease asked for the removal of the improvements. So they made an offer, which is very fair, in my opinion, to allow the county to utilize the building wherever we seek, and we would propose to move it to the airport as a storage facility for us. For the depreciated amount, and they actually gave us a almost 50% discount on the appreciated amount. So the total dollar amount is $7,500 for a donation to Habitat. They would, sign over the entire building to us and vacate the lease, which we can unilaterally cancel anyway, but it's good to have a corporation with the Habitat side.
Were they going to move it if...
No, they were. That's why they probably would continue the lease even if they didn't need it, because under the lease arrangements, they would have to vacate the premises and bring it back to the condition. So it would sort of live on forever for no other reason, because they don't want to move the building.
Right. And wouldn't this save some money on our fencing?
Mr. President, thank you for bringing it up. That's exactly right. You had approved a fencing contract extension on the Angola landfill. If we do this particular arrangement, we save ourselves two gates, and we essentially pay for more than the $7,500. I appreciate you bringing this up also.
You have a motion. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Burton.
How big is the building?
30 foot by 60 foot.
30 by 60.
That's big. And how do you move that?
It's a segmented Quonset hut. It's in six sections, six 10-foot sections. They're all bolted to the floor and bolted together. You can unbolt it and move it and bolt it back together. We have approached our maintenance building contractor for a change order proposal to move the building for us.
So $7,500 plus a move?
Plus the move.
Is there an estimate on the move?
I will tell you in a few weeks once I have the change order request number back, because you would have to approve that anyway. We can leave it there and we can store, you know, some of our, but it's somewhat out of our area. We would only once in a while do we, no, I take this back, twice a year we have a landfill inspections. So we could use it to store, for example, the equipment we use for landfill inspections. We have one gate that we move around, so that could be our, let's call it headquarters for our gator. Now, it's a really big building for a small piece of equipment.
You have a motion, sir?
We do have a suggestion.
He wants to be riding on one.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the cancellation of the lease with Habitat for Humanity Incorporated and donate $7,500 for acquisition of the building remaining on the property.
Pleasure of council. Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. And last, sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. The last one before you, and you and I are very pleased to say this. The City Council in Seaford has approved the amended Blades/Western agreement. So now it contains all the elements we had previously discussed. It has now in the agreement form the acceptance of the legacy requirements. It has the arrangements for the pre-treatment, the industrial pre-treatment. The city assumes the pre-treatment. It has the points for the connection. It has a simplified billing approach. And it's just an all-around win-win and a great partnership. So I feel with the city approval, we have another milestone on the way to Western Sussex.
You have a motion, sir?
You could probably make the motion.
No, you go ahead.
We be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the wastewater service agreement with the City of Seaford as presented and as approved by City Council.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club through the Delaware Community Foundation is requesting $1,000 for their Flags for Heroes event. The funds will be used to purchase flags to honor our veterans, current service members, and local first responders who put their lives on the line to protect our lives and freedom. The 700 flags are expected to be displayed at Delaware Tech, on the Circle in Georgetown, and in Millsboro. Last grant received was $600, which was $200 from Mr. Wilson and $100 from the other four council members.
Pleasure of council.
And they're requesting
$1,000.
Yeah. Maybe you ought to be considered to put a flag out by our council building.
They put them on the circle. They put them on the circle, don't they, I think?
They're on the circle. It looked like it could still put one on here. By.
I would move to do $200 from each.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant the $1,000 to Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club for Flags for Heroes, being $200 from each councilmatic district. Questions on a motion?
What are the old flags?
I have no idea what they did with them. I do not know.
I'm having to double check them. I mean, they're stacked out there.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes. And
Mr. Burton?
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'm the motion carried. Next, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Gumboro Community Association. They're requesting $5,000 to help with their operational costs. The Gumboro Community Center provides multiple community functions throughout the year for the general public. Any funds received will go towards general operational costs such as the electric bill, cleaning, landscaping, and building maintenance. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Arlett.
And I will move to do $3,500.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $3,500 to the Gumboro Community Association for operating costs for Mr. Arlett's councilmatic grant. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
American Legion Auxiliary Unit 28 is requesting funds for their Poppy Fund. The Poppy funds are used locally to assist hospitalized and disabled veterans. Approximately 200 veterans were served annually through this fund. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Yep. To grant $500 to the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 28 for Poppy Fund, being $100 each council matic grant. Questions on a motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the last one is Ocean View Historical Society is requesting funds to begin a project to renovate a house that was given to them. The house will be transformed into a coastal towns museum. There is no amount requested. The estimated cost to renovate is $50,000. Last grant received was $2,000, which was $500 from Mr. Burton and Mr. Arlett, and $1,200 from Mr. Cole for their capital campaign for the Hall Store Center.
And that turned out really nice. On this one, I'd like to give for my councilmatic grant funding $2,000.
And
motion, Mr. Cole, anybody else going to?
I'll add $1,000.
Okay. Have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. To grant $3,000 to the Ocean View Historical Society for Coastal Town Museum Project, being $2,000 Mr. Cole's council bank account and $1,000 Mr. Arlett's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Introduction proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one, and it's in Mr. Arlett's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily units, 147 townhouses, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 47.7177 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
That's
council
all.
Member comments. Council member comments.
Council
member comments.
Go ahead.
Mr. President, yeah, I just, Paul Rieger and his comments triggered something from our conversation we had the week before with farmland and the definitions of a farm. Maybe this is Everett, you can maybe help me with this. They talked about that dollar amount, $1,000, what derived from 10 acres or something. $10,000 or something from 1 acre or 5 acre, whatever. Who, is that county, or is that part of our county ordinance? Is that part of the state ordinance? Have we, as a county, ever inquired or enforced or did anything with looking at these small operations and see if they actually are
making money? No, we have not. That's not been, you know, we look at our ordinances from a zoning standpoint,
right,
land use standpoint. The state looks at them for a lot of other reasons. Oftentimes, it's for reasons of classification. If someone's eligible for certain grants, for a certain, to get in certain programs, and that's not our case. We just look at it from the land use standpoint only.
When the secretary mentioned those dollar figures, who would somebody call?
Department of Agriculture.
And they have the enforcement power to go down and shut somebody down?
Well, I don't know what enforcement power you're referring to. I don't think it's a case of enforcement shutting someone down. It's whether or not the person qualifies for certain programs or certain classifications with a farm census, for example, or other farm programs.
Well, Todd, again, I think that the point is that we ought to really get a good, clear definition to have a conversation what constitutes a farm and what are the permitted uses on something, you know, and it's real small. We're not worried about 100 acres. We're worried maybe about, how small can you get 5 acres?
5 acres. In the county, 5 acres.
In the county, right. And currently you're allowed to have, you could put a chicken house on 5 acres, you could put...
It varies,
You could have livestock, you could have all this stuff, and yet you could be here in an AR1 district. So, okay, because I know we're not enforcing any of that dollar number. So.
No, that the dollar amount references state code.
But any 5 acres is a farm? How would we look at 5 acres?
Well, let me say it in a different manner. The definition, as it relates to the county code and the 5 acre reference, is in our code as permitted uses within those 5 acres. 5 acres is one of the number five in the acreage is one parameter on the permitted use. So we can highlight that and show you where it is and how it's been administered over time. And that's the current state of play.
I just think as we're going through this exercise with land use, we ought to look again at, because we heard about agriculture, we ought to focus in on it and see if when we try to fix some of the things that are glaring that can cause problems as we go in the future because of the residential uses in an area that would have 5 acres. We have a lot of 5 acre parcels out there.
5 acres.
Sure.
Years ago, 5 acres was the number everybody used to subdivide off to build a house.
Well, oftentimes years ago, 5 acres was used because you were allowed to put a single wide mobile home on it. So a lot of times they would divide off 5 acres specifically for that purpose.
Right. Anyway, just something I'd like to see if we get it on our radar screen.
Sure. Council member comments. Okay. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session for land acquisition. I'm assuming down.